Q&A Friday live stream. This topic I'm so pumped about. I'm gonna just try to stick into 5 minutes. We'll see how this goes. And I'm in my suds room because it's what's called planning day. So that's the different background. Notice their art. Okay. Do you ever feel like discouraged? What's the point to post or share your ideas or things you're creating, photos and images on Instagram, because it's already saturated with so many other beautiful images, or things have already been done before, or you post something really great. Hey, yes, that's awesome with Instagram. I think it's a great app. That's exciting. I've had a lot of fun since I started my Instagram account. Nice to see you, Valerie. Yeah, so, but there's sometimes this challenge that especially when you're getting started, and I can know that I've felt it before too. And this is based on a question that came up in a group that I'm in on Instagram, where you feel like it's already been done, or there's some you have some wonderful ideas you want to share, but your images don't compare, or there's others out there that just do things so beautifully. Like, how can you live up to that? And it just becomes overwhelming, or it can be discouraging. It can challenge your creative process. And if you felt like that, this video is for you, because that's the question I'm addressing and talking about. Because it's a real issue. And I also felt challenged by this before. But I want to take your mind out of that for a second, okay? Because what's the big issue there? It's all based on comparison. And if you've been watching anything that I've been, especially this past week, talking about, the answer is always creativity over comparison. And I really want to challenge as well your concepts of social media, because social media is still relatively new. So, like, right now we're in this visual age. I mean, when did it all start? I don't even know. But things are still developing and growing. And one thing that I've noticed, because of my background with visuals, with design, aesthetics, with visual communication, is there is still so much room, so much untapped potential out there. And so if you feel like it's all been done in the beautiful images, you need to first like let go of that thought and focus on how to understand visual communication and get across messages with your images, because there's so much potential in how you use photos that's still not being tapped into fully. And just an example of that is that a lot of times you'll see a mix. Like, I would say on Instagram, you'll see a lot of beautiful photos that are just aesthetically really pleasing or catching, inspiring. And then, or you'll see, and on Facebook too, like a lot of photos that, like, it's not necessarily a nice looking photo, but it has an interesting message across or things like that. But the ones that really stand out have both aspects. They have a clear sort of message or something that's deeper in the photo beyond just what you see, right? And they are also pleasing to look at, aesthetically interesting, and catch your eye. And a lot of examples of that, it tends to be people, like family photos or certain things that I should have gotten a visual example. I can post some later. But what I want you to focus on is going beyond comparing and think about creating. And because there's so much room to grow here with social media. And I just want to emphasize that the key is really understanding composition. If you know how what it takes to create an attractive looking image, you can take photos of anything and make them look good. Like, that's kind of what stock photos is used a lot in branding. And like, it's just photos of paper clips and things, but people style them in their way and know how to edit it to make it look really intriguing, right? And so I want you to say that, like, whatever topic it is, the thing you're thinking about, hey, thanks for joining. You're thinking of taking more photos of, just start thinking more from that creative perspective and a different angle. And specifically, when this question that came up, what someone mentioned it as a food blogger, like, how can I stand out? There's so many great food bloggers already out there with images. And I thought, well, you know, a lot of food images are about the finished product, about the finished plate, which looks beautifully decorated. But what about that whole process? What if someone really went in and took beautiful images of that process of cooking, which for a lot of us is sometimes, at least for me, who's still learning to love cooking, that's hard. Like, I get intimidated by recipes that look so yummy to eat, but I don't have fun in that process. And if I was following someone who knew how to take photos and of, making that whole prep to get to that beautiful meal, an enjoyable experience, I would love to follow a blogger and like images of that, you know? So I think there's so much possibility out there. I just want to emphasize that. That's the key here. Always creativity over comparison, okay? Stop comparing and just focus on what is that message you really want to convey with your photos and get the composition to create beautiful photos as well. And if you want to learn more about beautiful photos, check out my stories on aesthetic style because that's a whole other aspect for standing out. But for this video, that's all I wanted to say. And I wanted to end with a little photo just to remind you of my of drawing my son did that totally inspired me because I would have never thought of that. Like, it's a duck, but I've never seen a duck like this before. But the way he drew it with the color for the different lines. And to me, it's just a reminder that like there is no end to creativity and what's out there. So never, never get discouraged. Just show what you do at work because you have, there's always opportunities to create more. And there's so many things that have been done, but there's so many things that still have not been done. And your unique approach and way of thinking is needs to be seen by the world. So that's it for today's Q&A Friday. And if this was good, if this was interesting or inspiring for you, share it because I really want to spread this message of creativity over comparison. And have a great weekend. Bye.